I greeted him in a confused manner, unable to believe my eyes. Suddenly, he looked closely at me and gasped, "But you're the boy at Miss Havisham's." "And you," I said, "are the pale young gentleman." We both started laughing and shook hands. "Well," he said, "I hope you'll forgive me for having knocked you down that day." In fact, I had knocked him down, but I did not contradict him. "Do you know why I was there?" he asked. "I had been invited to Miss Havisham's to see if she liked me. I suppose I didn't make a good impression on her. If she had liked me, I could be a rich man and engaged to Estella by now." "Were you disappointed?" I asked. "Oh, I wouldn't want to marry Estella. She's a hard, proud girl, and Miss Havisham has brought her up to break men's hearts as a revenge on all men." "Is she a relation of Miss Havisham's?" I asked. "No, only adopted." "Why were you at Miss Havisham's, then?" "To make my fortune, the same as you. But I was lucky. You know Mr. Jaggers is Miss Havisham's lawyer. It was kind of him to suggest that my father should teach you. My father is Miss Havisham's cousin, you know." Herbert Pocket made an excellent impression on me. He always spoke openly and honestly. There was nothing secret or mean in his character, and we soon became good friends. I told him of my past life in the village and my expectations. "Call me Herbert," he said. "Would you mind my calling you Handel? There's a wonderful piece of music by Handel called The Blacksmith, which reminds me of you." Of course I agreed. And as we sat down to dinner, Herbert told me Miss Havisham's sad story.